AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Old Man Winter has been flexing his muscles across the eastern U.S.
A major winter blast of snow, ice, and wind is bringing plunging temperatures. In the East Coast, schools closed as well as government offices in several states. Over the weekend, at least 600 motorists were stranded in Missouri. Hundreds of car accidents were reported in Virginia, Indiana, Kansas, and Kentucky. Hundreds of flights were also disrupted. Richard Bond with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center says this system has effectively passed. Now another system is on its way.
We are looking at the potential for another system to take shape that could bring wintry weather to parts of Oklahoma, Texas. It's kind of too early to tell how much.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Biden is scheduled to attend a prayer service tonight in New Orleans, where an Army veteran drove a truck into revelers in the French Quarter, killing 14 and injuring 30. Biden is taking a message to the grieving families of victims, saying it takes time. Congress has certified President-elect Trump's election win.
Vice President Kamala Harris, as the roll of the office, certified the election.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
Harris smiled tightly as Republicans gave a standing ovation. Then she read her votes.
Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
Democrats gave her a standing ovation. Then it was over. This was nothing like last January 6th, when Trump supporters, unhappy with the results, shut down the certification and Vice President Mike Pence had to be rushed to safety. This year, tall black fencing flanked the U.S. Capitol complex. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. France's former President Sarkozy is in court, facing charges related to campaign funding.
A trial's opened of France's former president, Nicolas Sarkozy, and 11 co-defendants over alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign by the government of then-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan case, the biggest and possibly most shocking of several scandals involving Sarkozy, is scheduled to run until April 10. Sarkozy faces charges of passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, concealment of embezzlement of public funds, and criminal association, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Sarkozy, who was president from 2007 to 2012, has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is Black Monday in the NFL, a day when coaches often get fired. Jacksonville has fired head coach Doug Peterson after 4 years on the job. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.